Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. It was Father's Day, and it rained. It didn't rain a lot at our place, but it did rain. It's been weeks, I've lost count of how many, since we've had any significant moisture. A tenth of an inch once or twice, and that's been it. But last Sunday it rained enough for some of the drooping plants to recover just a bit. So I sat quietly at the big picture window and I listened. I listened to the sound of that gentle rain, the sound that it makes on the roof, the sound it makes against the window, the sound it makes in the street as a car rolls by. Wet is a sound, an especially welcome rhythmic sound, a sound that has been absent for too long. I used to dread the rain. Our farmhouse had a famously porous foundation. Anytime it rained more than half an inch, that water ended up in our basement. I would write about it, joke about it, but there was a real dread. The prospect of spending hours down there vacuuming and mopping and drying it out was miserable. It's funny, but I still check the basement whenever it rains. We have planted a great many bushes and trees and violets and woodland flowers at our new place. Mary has planted her edible garden in her fabulous raised bed. A magnificent creation of red brick, sand, and soil. It is big and it has redefined our backyard. We call it the Queen Mary. Now, when it's as dry as it has been, there is no reasonable alternative but to water those gardens. We water in the early morning and before sundown. It's not something we want to, it's something we have to do. For the larger plantings, lilacs, viburnum, and ninebark, we deep water by putting an open hose at the base of the bush, and depending on the item, we'll let it soak for 10 or 20 minutes before we move it to the next thirsty bush. This process takes hours and has had an entirely unexpected upside for me. I place the hose, set a timer, and go about my other business, usually back in the house. When the timer sounds, I go back outside and move the hose. According to the pedometer on my belt, the combined trips from hose to bush to house and back outside again amounted to a walk of a mile and a half. That's a good start to a day that will contain many thousands of steps. On my walks around town, I occasionally cross an expanse of lawn, an expanse that is now turning from lush green to dry brown. A crunchy lawn is a sad lawn. I think it would be wise for neighbors and neighborhoods to start thinking of other ways to green their spaces. The lawn is a very old paradigm, a sacred segment of European gardens. A lush lawn is gorgeous. A lush lawn is evocative of an English manor or a French chateau. But a lush lawn is not really sustainable, is it? Not in the 21st century, not in a world that is getting too hot for itself. The forecasts had been teasing us for weeks. Monday, a 52% chance of a little rain. Tuesday, a 38% chance of half an inch. Wednesday, another chance, and so on and so on. The sky itself participated in the prank. Clouds in the morning, building to a fairly dark overcast by noon, only to burn off by supper time. Repeat the clouds, repeat the forecasts, and repeat them all again. No rain. Are you using the D word yet? A drought is defined as a period of abnormally dry weather sufficiently prolonged for the lack of water to cause serious hydrologic imbalance in the affected area. Hydrologic imbalance we've got, but is it serious yet? I was getting ready to take the leap to finally call our dry spell a drought, and then it rained. A soft, lovely rain, not yet sufficient for the gardens, but just enough to sit by the window and listen to it.